We are learning Mesechtas Baba Kama Daf Kuf Hei Omid Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on top of Daf Kuf Hei Omid Aleph, approximately seven lines from the top. Chutz Apachos Shav Pruta Bekeret. It says in the Mishnah that you have to return the Gzelo, the Gnevi, you have to return it, but if it's less than Shav Pruta, you don't have to return it. You don't have to bring it away to Mada, at least. You don't have to return it then. Omra Papa, Lo Yishonu El She'en Gzela Kayemes. This whole halacha, the pachas of Shavu Pruta, is fine, and you don't have to return it in order to bring the asham. It's only by en gzela kayemes. Aval gzela kayemes, if it's the gzela is kayemes, tzarech leiloch acharav. You have to bring it all to him. Why? So he's saying this. If it's not kayemes, you owe money. So it's very clear. Oh, you less than Shavu Pruta, that it's not ma'akiv the carbon. Masha'enkein, if the gzela is kayemes, even though right now it's pachas Shavu Pruta, you still have to bring it back. Why? You're worried it might go up in price. Okay, and so what? So it goes up in price, you give it back. What's the problem? Zokatois Rosh will come out that your Asham was a Pasla Asham Mafreya, because you can't bring the Asham until you do the Hashava. Here, if it went up in price, it turned out that Mafreya, your Asham wasn't good because you didn't make a Hashava. Therefore, since you are Chosh Shemati Yaker, therefore you have to return it, even though it's less than Shav Pruta right now, because it's Kayemes and it could go up in price. You don't have to bring it to him because it's less than Shav Pruta Maisa. Now, what two ways to learn this Ikadarmi? Either pshat like this. Avad, if it goes up, you're up the creek and the Asham is possible. But you're not choshev Shem Tiyak. You're not worried about that. You can bring the Asham. That's one pshat. But Tosfos Rosh brings another pshat, another tzad, that it may be, this man the Yama holds, that even if it goes out in price, still good Asham. And the Maisa B'Shas to Asham, you were finished with the Hashava. It wasn't Shav Pruta. So since B'Shas to Asham, you were done, doesn't get possible in Afreya, and that's what he argues. Doesn't mean that Chosh will go up. It'll go up in price, maybe. It's just, you know, the 10% chance. So what? But the Maisa, it's even if it goes out in price, it won't disqualify the Asham. That's the two ways to learn the Ikadabri. Ayin Tosfos Harosh, which says this very eloquently. Omra Avava. So the Marvite, Amarava, he sold three bunches of vegetables for three prutas. It was worth three prutas. He stole it. Vahuzlu vamdashtayim. And landed up that it's only two. And he still has these agudas. He still has them. Now it's only two prutas. If he gave back two of them, chayiv lahach zelo yacheres. You mechuyiv to give the third one back. That means, because since b'shas the gzela, it was worth a pruta. So the zechiyav hashav achal b'shas tegzela, you have to return it, even though now it went down in price. Like Rashi says, kiven b'shas tegzela have a shav pruta, boy la duri v'alichach rav. You have to bring it back. You have to give it back to them. That's the halacha. Tosfos points out a very simple question. So why don't we just say the case is by one aguda was shav pruta went down in value. You have to return it or not? And we should say, oh, you go like b'shas tegzela. So why does it say three? So Tosfos on top asks Kashi. If you look at the fourth wide line on Tosfos, you know the last wide line on top of Tosfos. Tosfos, who adin ba'achas shegozlo v'huzlo has the same halacha shemachzla aguda oydemeh el rabusin nokat afilu b'shloisha the kaya mitzvah shava b'tarti filochayim. The chiddush is like this: even though I raise mekayim mitzvah shava with all the two, so maybe here I look at it that I raise mekayim mitzvah shava with those two. This three is less than right now less than shava pruta. Maybe I don't have to do it. K'mashlon, even then you have to return it. Vatana Tuna, and he says, I'll bring you a raya to the Sisoid. That we learned in the Mishnah, Gozal Chametz of La Pesach, someone steals Chametz, and then after Pesach now, it's worthless now because it's Asa Vahana. You still can say, Oim La Risha Vanecha, here's back your Chalas. I stole the Chalas, here's back. Taima, the Sebein, only if it's Be'en I can do that. Hale Sebein, it's not Be'en. I forgot the Hashlav Moina, even though the thing I stole right now is worthless, I still have to return the full value of the Chalas. Kivin the mikar ma'ayinuhu, boy yishlume. So you see, you go basa shas gzela. Hachinami, and even though it's worthless now, hachinami. I forgot the hash l'shav pruta. Even right now, it's like kilu is worthless because less than shav pruta. Kivin the mikar avishav pruta boy yishlume. So Rav brings a raya to this side that something that goes down in value, you still have to pay from chametz. If you steal chametz, hachinami, if it's still around, I give it back. I say, here it is. I'm giving it back to you. But if it's not here anymore, so you pay the value of 10 chalas. The chalas costs around $5, you get $50. I, right now, those 10 chalas are worthless. It's after Pesach. Whatever it is, it's worthless. Still, the halacha is you still pay $50. You pay kishas hagzela. Same thing, if I steal aguda, even though now went down in value, I still pay kishas hagzela. That's the halacha that you pay kashas gzela. Does he bring a right to this yisoid? It's not exactly a dimyan, but this will bring a right to this yisoid that b'shas gzela v'shav bruto, you have to pay a shav bruto. So to gemara vayta. So boy, Rav has a shy like this. Gozel shtei agudas a pruto. He stole two agudas, a total of pruto. So you owe back two agudas. V'ichzal achas v'hem. Give back one. Ma, what's the halacha? Mir minon hashto leka gzela. Do you say, right now, there's no gzela gabe. L'maisa, I gave back one, so right now I have less than a shava pruta, so it's fine. Oidilva, haloi hodar gzela da have a gabe. They look at the gzela as one unit, and I didn't return it. Like Bishlam before, where it was three that went down to two, there, I gave back. There, L'maisa, we say that since it was shava pruta at the beginning, it's a problem. But there, let's say the halacha would be is, let's say you stole three that were worth less than three prutas, only worth two prutas. So it's possible that it says if you gave back the two, it would be good. You know why? Because Mekayim Mitzvah Shav at least. Here, you had a total of a pruta. I gave back a half. I wasn't really Mekayim Mitzvah Shav, it's only half a pruta. So now the question is, do I have to finish my Mitzvah Shav and give another half pruta? Or on the other hand, now look at what I have left. I have left, I don't have a No, it was something that was worth three. It was three agudas that were worth two.
Right.
Okay? You gave back two of the agudas. So you gave more than a pruta. So you have a kayim mitzvah shava. And I've left by me less than a shava pruta. That's better. I'm kayim mitzvah shava. Here, I wasn't kayim mitzvah shava on one hand. On the other hand, I don't have left less than a shava pruta. So the shayla is, what's the halacha? Do I give it back or not? Do I have to give it back or not? That was a shayla. Hold the pashta. Afterwards, he had it. She said the shayla. It says, gzela inkan, hashava inkan. He has no gzela. So he has no gzela by him. So there's no hashava. Frank the Gemara, it's saying is that not Mekayim HaShava. It says there's no Gzela, and not Mekayim HaShava. So Frank the Gemara, I understand your words exactly. Gzela in Kan, if there's no Gzela left by you, HaShava Yeshkan, should be HaShava. So says, no, HaKamar, I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. HaKamar, Afa Pisha Gzela in Kan, even though there's no Gzela here, and you can't be Moitzi with Ayanim, it's less than HaShava Pruta, still, Mitzvah HaShava in Kan, you're still not Mekayim the Mitzvah HaShava. You're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah Hashava, because Lamaisa, you didn't give back a full proof. It doesn't mean Mitzvah Hashava in Kan. Zok Toysvis, small Toysvis, Nira, Dloy Boyle Mitzvah El Dolim, Ma'akiv Mitzvah Hashava, or Mitzvah Hashava, Mi'eloi Kayim. You're not Mekayim, Mitzvah Hashava. It's a shala if this will be Ma'akiv the carbon or not. But in any case, you're not Mekayim, you're Mitzvah Hashava at least. That's you're not Mekayim, because you didn't give back a full Shava proof, and I still have half of it by me. It's not considered a Kiyim Mitzvah Hashava. And the Gemara now is going to bring down a few other cases which are similar to this idea of Gzela Inkan and Shava Inkan by different Inyanim, not by Gzela, but other Inyanim, but we have this idea of this Inkan, this Inkan. Amar Rava. You might remember this from Nazir. Amar Rava. Hare Amru, Nazir Shegilach. We know there's a mitzvah on a Nazir after he finishes his 30 days to take a haircut. It's a mitzvah Shegilach. And it's, if you want on the Amar, you can't drink wine in Matam Lamesim until you do the haircut. Others holds only a mitzvah. So Nozer Shegilach, he took a haircut, V'shaya Shtei Cyrus, but he left two hairs, Loi Osav Loi Klum. It's not called a Geluach. If you leave two hairs, leave one hair, that's a Geluach. But if you leave two hairs, it's not a Geluach. You're not Yoytzi a Geluach. So Boye Rava, you're up to the last two hairs. So you have to Mekayim Mitzvah Geluach still. So Boye Rava, Gilach Achas V'Nosher Achas. Now, if you cut one hair, and then before you had a chance to cut the other hair, it fell out. Are you Mekayim your mitzvahs Giluach or not? Now, Amalei, so what's the Shaila from at this point? The Shaila is that the Giluach is only called the Giluach, saying, look, we do two hairs. He only did one hair. But on the other hand, I have all the hairs gone. So what's the halacha? Amalei, Rav Achav, Dipta Ravina, Nozah Shegilach, Achaz, Achaz, Kamar, Bayalei. See, I don't understand your Shaila. Let's say someone, he cuts his hair one hair at a time until he left with one hair. Is he Mekayim mitzvah Giluach? Of course. Because he took it. So what's the difference here? Because I did the 10,000 hairs first, then I stopped. Now I did two hairs. I did one hair. They went a hair, left one hair. Now what's the problem? That hair is combined with the hair before. So what's the problem? And I, when I'm coming to do geluach, it gotta be a meister geluach. There's two hairs in front of me when I'm doing this geluach one. Then you have to add on, like Rashi says. So then, L'chayre is saying that it shouldn't be a problem. If the case was I did one here and only here fell out, it's pashut yotze. That's the tainus back then.
Only v'acha. Why can't you say the mitzvah geluach is that the head should be unshaved? What's the difference?
Right.
What? Even if you have one
here, right? It could be. So Marzi is learning that you have to do a ma'aseh of geluach. For example, someone's bald. Are you yotze mitzvah geluach? We had it before. You're not yotze. You guys know here. You have to do ma'aseh geluach. So, Amalei Rav Acham de Ravina Nozo Shigilak Achas Achas Mekam Bayolei LaRava It's not a Shaila. That can't be a Shaila. Amalei Loit Shicha Shaila is this way. It's the opposite. Amalei Loit Shicha. He cut his ear, left two ears left. So he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Giluach. Now, before he had a chance to cut the next two ears, one ear fell out. One fell out, the other one, he was Megaleach. Now I'm cutting the last one. There's no shear Giluach. So there's no shear Seah. Oy Dilma Holav Giluach Hu Dimikara Hashtai Shtei Saris. Vahashta Ki Gilach Loav Be Saris. So the first side is that it's a good Giluach. First side is a good Giluach. Mirmina Hashtabi is like a Seah. Right now, it's a good Giluach, because right now, I when I cut the last hair, there's no hair left. And that last hair, it's not a Giluach, it could be Mitzturf to the other ones, maybe. It's Hefsik in between, something fell out again. So, but my side, I did the job. Oy Dilma. The whole of Giluachu, the Mikara Shayesh de Cyrus, you never have a Giluach. The first time you did it, you left two Cyrus. Vahashta ki Gilach, lo have a Cyrus. Now that you did it, you don't have two ears in front of you. So that was the Shaila. Are you Yitzim, Giluach or not? Hadapashta, afterwards, after he had the Shaila, after Rabbi had the Shaila, he answered the Shaila. He said, what? Sayar Inkan, Giluach Inkan. There's no ear left, so there's no Giluach. Frank the Gemari, Sar Inkan, Giluach Yashkan. That Lechaira, if there's no Sar, so Lechaira, it should be a Geluach. So no, the Hakamar, no. Even though there's no here left, but Lamaisi, we're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah Geluach, since there was no two in front of you. Mitzvah Geluach Enkan. Hakamar, Mitzvah Geluach Enkan. No Mitzvah Geluach again, because the reason is, I didn't have two hairs in front of me. Now, what's it again, Mitzvah Geluach Enkan? Here we have Taisis again. Talk Taisis. Since you can't drink wine or metamel mesim because you don't have here, and although the man diem holds the mitzvah, it's mechalikus. It's you have to say you don't count the mitzvah. It's actually not such a big deal because it takes a few days to grow here. If he has normal head of hair, it'll grow. And after a few days, he'll do the haircut then and do metamel mesim. Huh? 30 days of hair. 30 days of hair. What?
You need a minimum 30 days of hair.
30 days of hair? Okay, yeah. You need 30 days of hair. It could be to be called Lashem Geluach. Matahom Shashova, that by here. You need 30 days of Geluach to be able to cut the hair, and then you need a Geluach. What?
And another.
Yes, you have to have 30 days of hair. It could be here, you had it ready, yeah. All right, you're right. All right, you need 30 days, huh? Yeah, that says, if you want man the Yamas, it's very rashi. Also, the mother came down with him until he has the dinitz of Geluach. All my Yamas is just down with Geluach, yeah. Omar Rav, another case like this that we're saying, there's a case over here where it's half a thing, and when it comes out, you know, this ain't kind, that's the same type of Shiloh. Omar Rav, Hare Omru, Chavis Shenikva Vesasmua Shmar Mitzilua. Here we're talking about if you have a mace in a house, for example, and there's a hole in the roof, in the ceiling, going to floor number two. Now the tumah goes up. The only way to block that tumah is, you got to block it with something. You have to block it with a kli, it's not makabel tumah. Now a cheres, a chavis, which is a cheres, it's earthenware, is not makabel tumah from the outside. Only from the inside. So if you have the keli there in that spot, it'll block the tumah going up. But if that keli has a hole, so then if the tumah goes in through that hole. The hole has to be a certain size. It has to be a hole that can be kainis mashka. It has to be a certain size in order for tumah to go into that keli. So here you have a chavis shenikva, got a hole in it, and now tumah can get in it, so it can't block the tumah. This is a smuah shamarim. And you blocked that hole. You closed that hole with shmarim, with pieces, sediments of grapes. Hitzilua, it's matzel the tumah because it blocks the hole in the chavetz. Boy Rava, agav chetzi amahu. Let's say I had a sheer nekev that tumah would get in, and it'd be a clear makabel tumah. But Rashi learns in the case was a tit. You closed half it with tit, so only half, and the other half is open. So what do you say? Do you say right now there's no shear nekev? Or maybe, Lamaisi, you didn't finish, you didn't close it up. That's the shayla. Similar to shayla before, that here you did half, it had a hole, you only did half, is that enough or not? It should be possible, it should be enough, it's less than a hole. Taisus talks about it, I ain't Taisus. Boy, Rabba, I give chatsim out. Omri Rav Yirmi Rashi, Lavish, Shasein, who is in the Mishnah, the town is in the Mishnah. Chavis, Shenikva, Chavis, they got a hole with Shasmu, Shmarim. And you close it up with Shmarim, Mitzilua, it's matzel from the tumma. Pakab is Mayra. If you used branches to block up that hole, actually, marach, you have to smear it with tit from the sides, because obviously a branch doesn't completely close up the hole. So you have to be marach with tit. Hoibosh tayim, there was two branches blocking the hole. You have to put cement between the sides and between each branch. Taima the marach. Only if you took the cement and you closed it up. Haloi marach loy. But if not, ah my. But tavik yagav chetzi, isn't that closing up half? So you see clearly in this mishnah that half is not enough. You got to marach with cement. I mean, no, it's not a kasha. It's not right. Hokhi ash the hosom ilav marach. If you didn't put the cement, look how agav chetzi. But look agav chetzi. It doesn't close it up because it might fall out. But immediately koyi. But something that stays. The only reason why there, but as a mirror, you need this cement because it won't even consider being closing up half. You know why? Because it'll fall right out. But if it doesn't need cement, but something that stays, avada, maybe be enough agav chatzia. So therefore, it's not a raya from the case of chavis from this mishnah of chavis because there it's different by branches. So Akbar the Mara stays with this halacha. The Rava says he has a shayla agav chatzimau, and this Gemara stays with a shayla. What's the halacha?